The event took place during a violent incident following a peaceful protest over the death of George Floyd. Allegedly, a van carrying the three people, now charged, drove through a police line, injuring the officers. There were shots fired as the van slashed through the police ranks. Trooper Ronald Ensminger suffered a shattered pelvis when the van ran directly over him. Troop A Commander Major James Hall says officers were sealing off Bailey.
Those individuals were made up of state police and Buffalo police personnel, and we were holding a line on the road. It was at that time that there were some people in the crowd that were throwing rocks and things of that nature. And again, we're trying to protect the people within the crowd that are peaceful protesters. And at that time, that's when the traffic was stopped in front of the line, and the individual who was driving the SUV went around and ran into the line and injured the officers, all three of them.
Driver Diana Davis will be arraigned this morning on a series of felony allegations for driving into the officers, along with criminal possession of a weapon and criminal possession of stolen property. The last two charges revolve around a gun found in the van, which was allegedly stolen in West Seneca earlier this year. Samaj Pegram and Walter Stewart were in the van. Both passengers are charged with felonies for the weapon and for the stolen property counts. Both were held on heavy bail, Stewart more than Pegram because he has outstanding warrants. Davis was shot in the abdomen and Pegram was grazed. It's not clear either was shot by police. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.